Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. And today's Wednesday, so we take the topic we've been looking at all week. We try to see how the Bible's words about it challenge and change the way we live. Now, we've been looking this week at the question of prayer and asking God for things and how we can tell the difference between needs and wants, because God treats them very differently in prayer. Now, in the passage we looked at yesterday, we saw what looked like a formula for prayer that made God out to be a vending machine. You just put in a quarter, tell him what you want, and he has to give it to you because you've, you know, paid your dues. And that's not at all what Jesus was teaching in his Sermon on the Mount when he said those words. He said that God would give us what we need. Not necessarily what we want. There's a difference between our needs and our wants. And that's why God does answer prayers differently. He answers every prayer. But sometimes his answer is yes, sometimes it's no, and sometimes it's a mixture between the two. Later, or maybe. Now, first of all, yes. Most of us think we're going to be happy if God answers our prayers yes, and often we are. If we're asking for good things that we need, then we're often happy if God answers yes, but of course sometimes a yes answer is a surprise. Sometimes it's more than we asked for. God does answer prayer in dramatic and affirmative ways sometimes. As we've been working to develop the Redeem the Commute community, I've been wanting to hear stories from people who've been using our app, who've been growing in community, sharing what they've been learning with others, and I really want to hear your stories. And I had somebody ask me recently how they could pray, and I said they could pray for that. They could pray that we'd hear stories. And you know, it was the very same day that I got Jason's story by email. Maybe you've seen it. We've been sharing it, looking to receive other stories from people like you. Jason had seen our videos through LinkedIn, shared it with his wife, and they got talking about things they didn't usually talk about. He said it was about faith and passion. It was a great story, and it was a real answer to prayer. It was a yes from God. I'd asked for stories, and I heard one that very day. So, you know, sometimes God answers yes. Now, sometimes God answers no to our prayers as well, and it could be for a number of reasons. Sometimes we're praying for frivolous or silly things. Just because we ask for something doesn't mean God has to do it. Sometimes we're asking for things that really are bad for us. We may not recognize it. We may not be able to help ourselves. But sometimes we're asking for things that simply are not good for us, whether we can see it at the time or not. Sometimes we're asking for things that we may think we really want and need, but that are just not good in and of themselves. Sometimes in a fit of passion, somebody will pray for somebody else to get hurt, for something terrible to happen to them. Those are the kinds of prayers that we may mean, but they're still not the kinds of things that God can answer yes to. It would be inconsistent with who God is, as the God who created us and loves us and wants the best for us. Sometimes God sees a bigger picture that we don't. Imagine if a parent is praying that there'll be no rain tonight for their kid's soccer game. Well, a farmer down the road is praying that there will be rain because he needs it so badly to grow food. Who wins? The person who needs to grow food and make a living, or the person with a cute little kid who wants to play soccer and have fun? For God to have to answer every prayer exactly like we ask for it, just because we told him to, he would be effectively handing over the keys of the universe to each and every one of us, and we'd each be slamming the universe into the other, crashing our different wants into the wants of others. This can also be full of mystery. Sometimes we don't know why God answers yes or no, or why we don't feel like we hear anything at all in the moment. Got no better example than some of the tragedies that have happened lately. Think about the tornadoes in Oklahoma. I'm sure there were people who died or were severely injured or lost everything who were praying in that moment that it wouldn't happen. Well, I'm sure there were people who survived or emerged relatively unscathed who weren't praying at all. It's one of those times that we can't understand. It's a mystery. Why somebody survives and somebody doesn't. It's certainly not because one person was praying and one person wasn't. But that doesn't mean our prayers are useless or not heard by God. It simply means that God is looking at the world in a different way than we are. Now later, or maybe, or not yet, it's sort of a combination of yes and no. It might be a yes, but no for now. Or it might be a no, but one we have to wait to understand and see. This is our invitation to pray more, to continue praying with perseverance and confidence, to continue waiting for God, even in the challenging, difficult moments of life where we don't necessarily understand. Sometimes it means we'll understand later. It looks like a no, but later we'll see that God actually has a better plan. I know in my own life that's been the case at times, where I've been pretty sure that something terrible had just happened, and then only years later did I understand that God had a better plan for that time in my life. And I could only see it by looking back and realizing that, you know what, it is actually better. And what I thought was good for me at the time actually wasn't. Sometimes only time can tell. Well, those are the three ways that God might answer prayer. And before we see tomorrow how that changes the way we actually pray, I want to encourage you to consider this question, especially if you're sharing these kinds of things with a group. Since prayers can be answered these three ways, how do you think Jesus wants his followers to pray? We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.